But before we do the ribbon cutting, we, the Kelsey Civic Center team, wanted to pause and acknowledge that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who were the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their tradition, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as caretakers of this place, as well as for all the peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush community, and by affirming their sovereign rights as First People. So with that, we will welcome you all to the Kelsey Civic Center.
Good afternoon. There we go. Good afternoon, everyone. Well, let's try it one more time. Good afternoon, everyone. There we go. All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Tiffany Bohe, the president of Mercy Housing California. And on behalf of Mercy Housing and our incredible partners at the Kelsey, it is our honor to welcome you here today as we celebrate the opening and this housewarming of this truly groundbreaking community in the heart of the city, right here in the Civic Center. During today's program, ASL interpretation is being provided by Partners in Communication, as well as live captioning by BEMKE Reporting. If you'd like to have live captioning, please scan the QR code on the back of the event program to access the live caption feed directly on your phone or your smart tablet. We're gathered on what was once an underutilized set of parcels just across from one of the most iconic buildings in the country, our very own City Hall. For years, these missing teeth in the urban fabric were a daily reminder of what could be. I remember walking back and forth when I worked in City Hall, wondering, imagining what might take shape here one day. This vision began to crystallize in 2018 when the Kelsey saw the potential in this uniquely shaped lot and entered the C40 Reinventing Cities competition sponsored by the city's Department of Environment and their Department of Real Estate. After advancing through the first round, the Kelsey partnered with Mercy Housing, and together we were selected by the city to bring this project to life. What followed was a deep and values-driven partnership rooted in inclusion, equity, and community. The Kelsey Civic Center is a blueprint for how we build belonging. It reflects a vision for the future where people of all abilities and incomes live side by side, where they can feel seen, supported, and truly part of something bigger. That vision is championed by our next speaker, someone whose leadership and passion have been instrumental in making this project a reality. Michaela Connery is the co-founder and CEO of the Kelsey, a national nonprofit advancing disability-forward housing solutions that open doors to homes and opportunities for everyone. Michaela launched this work alongside her cousin and co-founder, Kelsey O'Connor, a passionate advocate for access and inclusion who lived with multiple disabilities. Their shared vision continues to shape the Kelsey's mission and impact across the country. Please join me in welcoming Michaela Connery.
In 2017, when I first came to San Francisco to work on inclusive housing, all of the conversations here in the city and across the Bay were about our urgent housing crisis. Except disabled people were almost never a part of that conversation, and their needs continued to go overlooked and unmet, especially for those like Kelsey, our co-founder, who use supportive services. But we didn't spend too much time dwelling on that gap. Together, people with and without disabilities, many of whom are here today, came together to envision something different. A community that centered on access and inclusion. A community that didn't segregate people based on need or income, but brought them together. A community that didn't limit whether someone could have a home based on their service needs. And a community that gave people a home that they could be proud of and a community where they belonged. And for that, we have the Kelsey Civic Center. Here, you can look all around us and see accessibility, from the design process to the very space we're in right now. This community used the inclusive design standards co-created by the Kelsey and Mikkaton Architecture, and that design came to be realized through the beautiful design by WRNS and Santos Prescott Architects. The mixed income affordability was achieved through the Herculean efforts of Fiona, Caroline, Emma, and Louisa, coupled with investments from funding partners across the public, private, and philanthropic sectors. It was brought to life through the lease-up process led by Victor and his team. The service-linked, service-ready housing is made possible through the leadership of Irina and Diana and the day-to-day work of our incredible inclusion concierge, Esther and Naya. The inclusion concierge connects our residents to supports, to their community, and to one another. But that community, that idea of true community, that was a bet. We can't make residents build community. We can't force it. It's what inspired me most over these last months since the Kelsey Civic Center opened, seeing the ways the residents here, some of whom you'll be lucky enough to hear from today, have made this a true community like no other. I've witnessed it at burrito dinners or while sitting in the lobby or chatting with someone in the elevator. As one of our residents, Scott, said, there's just a good vibe here. It's something truly special about this place, and our development team worked tirelessly to put in the conditions to make it possible, but it's realized by the people who make this place their home. And we are so grateful for them for trusting us with their home, and we're grateful for them for showing us that, as Kelsey said, more is possible of these kind of disability-forward housing. And we're joined today by a mayor, Mayor Lori, who often says that what makes San Francisco the greatest city in the world is our people. The Kelsey Civic Center is a shining example of that, and we're proud to work in a city with a mayor who believes in people and believes in community. This project has roots going back to Mayor Lee, designated this site for new uses, Mayor Breed, who supported this launch and funding, and now we're thrilled to have Mayor Lori here to join in his vision for a truly inclusive, abundant San Francisco and celebrate these 112 new homes. Mayor Lori, thank you for being here, and welcome to the Kelsey Civic Center.
I appreciate those words. I appreciate Mayor Lee and Mayor Breed and their tenacity, but I really appreciate both of your tenacity here. Isaac, it's good to see you again. This is my second time here in the last couple months. I was coming for a ribbon cutting. I was like, I've already been there. But they are now fully leased up as of last week, I believe. So congratulations on that incredible milestone. I'll say this is the second ribbon cutting today of a housing project. I was just out in Potrero Hill, and now we're here in Civic Center. Whether we're on the east side of San Francisco or right here in the middle of San Francisco, I have a message. We can build housing, and we're going to keep building more of it, whether it's essential housing, affordable housing, inclusive housing. We need housing for every San Franciscan, and we need to build more of it. Just for the press that's here, the Kelsey is an 8-story, 112-unit affordable housing unit development located right across from City Hall. It represents a first-of-its-kind model for accessible housing here in San Francisco. The building was designed with universal design principles, ensuring accessibility for people with physical, sensory, and cognitive disabilities. It's next to major transit lines. Everybody can get around very easily, and the building includes all the amenities that you all see around you. I just want to say this. I am working very hard with the Board of Supervisors to get more housing built in this city. And this is just such an incredible model for us over across the street to look to, because it involves and includes everybody in this community. And it is an honor to serve this community, to serve as a mayor that is looking forward to using this as a model to get more housing built throughout San Francisco. The people in this building make San Francisco a great city. And let's never forget that. I'm gonna come back often. I hope you will have me back. I just wanted to come over and say congratulations to the Kelsey, to Mercy Housing. Thank you both for your leadership. I know we have Chase and JP Morgan, or JP Morgan Chase that helped with us. We have people like Isaac here. Thank you all for having me. It's an honor and a privilege, and let's go San Francisco.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. This community was made possible by the incredible support and collaboration about multiple city agencies. As the mayor said, this is a city that can do things, that can build housing. It was developed on city-owned land, awarded by the Department of Environment and the Department of Real Estate, with strong support from our planning department. The Kelsey Civic Center also stands as one of San Francisco's first SB 35 projects, which is a state streamlining piece of legislation. We're especially grateful for the steadfast partnership of the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development, the close coordination with our City Hall neighbors and the Department of Public Health throughout the construction process, and the commitment, as the Mayor alluded to, the Department of Disability and Aging Services for bringing the Disability Cultural Center at the ground floor of this very building on Grove Street to life. And now we're thrilled to add Supervisor Mahmoud to the list of city champions for this project. We did need his help to just get over the line, so thank you. Supervisor Mahmoud brings a depth of experience in civil service, entrepreneurship, and philanthropy. For over a decade, he's worked to advance innovative solutions to some of our city's most urgent challenges, from public safety and inequality to climate justice. Please join me in welcoming Supervisor Mahmoud.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm proud to welcome 112 homes and their residents to the heart of District 5. When I toured these homes earlier this year, I was struck by a few things. One, the view from the roof is the best view of City Hall, and I work in City Hall. If you haven't been up there yet, make sure to check it out. Second, I fell in love with how gorgeous the units and the common areas are. If you go on the elevators, you can hit the elevator buttons with your foot. Someone who's married to a germaphobe, that would have been great in the apartment that we're living in. You also have adjustable countertops and foot-activated elevators and range of accommodations. I was actually just telling them that as I was looking for a new apartment, this popped up on Craigslist, and I could not swoop it in fast enough because it had been 100% leased. And so this shows that this is not just a model for inclusive and for diverse communities. This should be a model for how every house in San Francisco is built, not just in this neighborhood as well. And this concept does hold a special place in my heart as a member of the autistic community. I know how important it is to have a community that you live with. And so having the cultural center here for the residents who are living here as well, I know can provide that sense of community that I never had growing up, to meet people in a similar position, to then share their stories and share their histories with one another and continue to thrive in this neighborhood as well. Because for too many disabled San Franciscans who are in substandard housing across the city, many of them are my constituents and who my office hears from regularly. And with century-old buildings, with broken elevators, narrow hallways, and unreachable cabinets are far too significant part of our city's existing affordable housing supply. But the Kelsey is making a statement today that that no longer has to be the reality of so many of our residents in District 5 or across the city. It is a disability-forward housing model that serves as an innovative model for what the housing of today and tomorrow can be. So it's clear that housing access can change lives, and I'm proud to continue to support this inclusive community, its new residents, and welcome you all to District 5. Thank you.
I'm going to talk through what is a scene change, because in a moment we will be joined up here by our residents. So thank you, Mayor Lori and Supervisor Mahmood, for being here. And we'll swap our seats to be moderated by our friend James from JPMorgan Chase. And I'll tell you a story of this project, which is